right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 473. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who, like everyone else, just wants to know how he can order one of these stupid classic NESs, Wombat.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to pull that off. I don't think I'll offend. Do you think they're going to have enough in stores, or is it going to be like per store?
No. Shipwreck knows the answer. Shipwreck, what's the answer?
Yeah, I know. What's the
They're not going to have enough of these things.
Because they're too conservative with their production.
They're too conservative with their production. They're only charging $60 for it. So, yeah.
So good luck, everybody.
Right. That
I'll enjoy
and
using
good luck
it in
with
March.
Finding a Hatchimal.
Gotta follow at Video Game Deals.
When does that come out? Next week?
Yeah, I mean, it comes out like incredibly soon. Nobody knows how to buy one.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Review units out for everybody, I guess, now.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people talking about the units they have. Bunch of jerks.
They don't have to worry about it.
Kind of ridiculous how short the cables are on these things.
I saw those pictures. That's nuts.
Both the... Did I read that it doesn't come with a power adapter? It just comes like with a USB cord?
Is it powered via the...
By USB
cable? Oh, wait,
cable?
No. It wouldn't be powered by the USB cord.
Sure, it could be.
No, it is. It's powered by the USB cord.
I mean, it's not...
It needs a little transformer to go into the wall.
That's what I mean, yeah.
But that's... You can get those anywhere.
I guess, could you plug the... If your TV has a USB, could you...
Yep.
Okay. Possibly.
All right. I mean, I guess there's something. But I could play it on my... I could plug it into my laptop.
You're still going to buy one if you have the chance. I mean, we can...
Don't get me wrong.
We can complain about the controller length for 20 minutes.
But. I see it in a store. It goes in the cart. It's not like it's... we're not second-guessing this.
They'll make a controller longer.
I don't know. I guess if I see one there, I would buy it, but it just doesn't do a lot for me.
Don't you have a summer home somewhere?
Right. If I had a summer home where I needed to have my portable... Nintendo, then sure. Why can't they just release these 30 games on a disc for those of us that actually bought the Wii U?
Screw you guys. Buy our new shit. We need you. We're counting on you. You're the lifeblood of Nintendo's business. The people who buy everything. Can't you just keep buying everything?
I sure. Buy Nintendo. I will keep buying.
Come on. We're Nintendo. Just buy everything.
That's their
Mario.
Slogan.
Without us, no Zelda. No Mario. Just buy everything.
No Metroid. Oh, wait. There is no Metroid.
Oh, wow. That was a lot of video game talk for the beginning of a show.
I know, right? 3 minutes in, we talked about games.
I'm sorry. Should we talk about Halloween to get that dirty game taste out of our mouths?
Totally. What did you do?
We went trick-or-treating. We had our first suburban trick-or-treating.
How's your neighborhood for that?
So our direct neighborhood, like, you know, our street is not good because there's only limited sidewalks and it's very hilly. So it's not people's first choice when it comes to trick-or-treating. However, that being said, about a mile away or less, about a mile, I would say, is fantastic trick-or-treating. And all the houses...
Did you have to drive there?
Yeah, but it was close. I mean, it's a mile.
Nope. I'm already out.
All right. Well,
trick-or-treating, you have to drive to is.
But lame. I'm telling you, here's. Let me just explain this to you.
Okay.
All the this is like just a. It's a known spot. It reminded me of Tokyo in a way, because it was a known spot that people go to, because I guess there's a lot of areas that don't have sidewalks and they have no place to trick or treat. So the houses there make a big deal out of it, and they put up really good decorations, and the houses are very close together as well. So you can really be efficient, and the streets are long, and it just seems to go forever. And all you see is just, it's people, it's just nonstop trick-or-treating.
Kind of like, it sounds almost like my streets.
Yeah. I mean, the house, it's similar the way the houses are close to each other. I don't know what the trick-or-treating is like in your neighborhood, but
it was intense here. You know what 4th of July is like?
It's like that, so it's the same?
It's kind of the same. There's a lot of competition between people that aren't me.
How many people dressed up as Hillary in prison suits?
I saw two.
Two prison.
Two Hillary in prisons jumpers. But we had a lot. The way I describe my neighborhood on Halloween, it's a lot like E.T.
Okay.
You know the E.T. trick-or-treating scene?
Yes.
Where there's just kids just roaming all over the streets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it's like around here.
Yeah.
And we went in a group. There was like six kids. It's a good time. My kids got a lot of candy. Sabrina got tired and cold, so she came home. But and we just leave a bucket because we're all out. We just put a bucket on the porch and put a little sign up that says, you know, please take three. And that's right. It.
We did the same thing.
Yeah.
I had a Camp and Kev. Do you remember the Windows 7 Whopper video?
Yeah, you talked about him last week.
Yeah, he stayed with us and his family went trick-or-treating. And, you know, he lives in Tokyo. I don't think they go trick-or-treating, probably. And he... My friend Kev is very like down on America. Whenever he comes to visit, it always reaffirms his choice to live in Japan as he has for the last 25 years. You know, every time you're waiting in line at the drugstore, every time people are rude, it just, you know, there's a lot of ways for you to be reaffirmed in that belief. But he couldn't believe the trick or treating. He grew up in New Jersey, and I guess the houses were more spread out. He just couldn't get over it. And his wife, who's Japanese, brought candy and was handing out candy to the houses. So the kids would come up to the houses to do trick-or-treat, and then the mom would give candy to the other moms who were giving out candy. They were very confused.
I would be too.
But it was cool. I mean, I would like that.
How was Shipwreck's Halloween? You didn't even ask him. That's very rude.
We're getting there.
it's the same as always. It's good. Ohio is good for trick-or-treating.
There you go.
I live in a large neighborhood, and yeah.
Wait.
It's like the E.T. scene. It's trick-or-treat time.
You didn't want to talk about my vision costume?
Your vision costume creepy. Yeah, it was nice. I liked
it. So fucked. His face was all messed up. It looked like if you sort of squint when you look at it, it looks good. But if you actually make direct eye contact, like the side of my face is caved in, it looks like Vision just got his ass kicked badly. And also,
if you were Vision, would probably be the case.
And also, Vision wasn't meant to be 6'4", and I had to turn the boots, the bottom part of the costume inside out, just... because it was really short, but it was fun. And Ty dressed up as Falcon, and Mrs. Treepy dressed up as Black Widow. And her costume came out awesome. And I take full responsibility and credit for that, because I bought all the accessories as well, in addition
to
the costume. And it was just a great time.
Did you see the pictures of Sabrina as the skeleton with the makeup?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, I posted a picture of Sabrina with her skeleton makeup on. I stayed home from work.
I must have seen it.
I stayed home from work on Monday because my wife had to work late, and if we weren't going to just both work late and not have our kids trick or treat, I took the shot and used a vacation day, and I didn't mind. And we're getting ready to go trick or treating. The kids had come home from school, and Sabrina, who had a costume at the last minute, decided because she had these cool skeleton pajamas that she wanted to be a skeleton, and we had no makeup to be a skeleton, so I had to improvise the whole setup using makeup found around the house and baby powders and all sorts of like household items. So if you get a chance, check out her skeleton makeup that I improvised on my own in the house.
You use like borax?
In about 15 minutes.
Borax?
Yeah.
Mixed
oh,
with,
it was mostly
powder.
Like, yeah, poison, lots of rat poison.
She's shrinking now?
Yeah, you know, whatever. It was worth it. It was Halloween. She got compliments at every house we went to about how great her makeup looked. And she would turn around and point to me. And she goes, "My daddy did it." So I was very, very proud.
My little Ewok was just cleaning up everywhere.
I'm sure.
I did see a guy dressed up. He was giving out candy, and he was dressed up as Ogre from
Revenge of the Nerds.
And it was awesome. He looked just like him. And nobody knew who he was, of course. So I whispered to Ty, you know, I said, "After you get the candy, say thanks, Ogre." And he did it. And the guy was like, "Wait, what? You know who I am?" And then, you know, I waved to him.
Nice. Yeah. I'm trying to think of any really cool costumes I saw when I was out. Nothing, Nothing jumping out at me.
I was going to have him say, "Ogre, you asshole," but I thought that might be inappropriate for a 9-year-old.
Probably, a little bit.
You know, for the proper.
The best thing I saw was a guy dressed like Shrek, and he had an iPhone with a speaker that was just playing Smash Mouth on repeat while he walked around.
I'm sure that didn't get annoying.
I wasn't by him that often, but it made me laugh.
Oh. There was a group of girls, and all five of them were dressed as Suicide Squad Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I saw at least one. I think that was
just all five of them.
Yeah, and of course.
Really?
I think that's the most popular costume this year.
I know, and we did Harley Quinn last year before it was cool. We're trendsetters in my house.
Oh, we saw one girl who was probably about Ty's age. I think she was just dressed as a princess or something, but she had a fully motorized like buggy. You know, like a car that she was driving on the sidewalk. It took up the entire sidewalk. You know what I'm talking about? Those battery powered.
A power wheel.
Okay. It's something that I always wanted when I was a kid and I never was
They're
able
They're called
to...
power wheels.
Okay. I didn't know. Okay. Power wheels. Yeah. And it was a big one.
You can come drive ours around. Do you like the Barbie Jeep?
Yeah. She was just going house to house on the wheel. I mean, the house is so close together. And my friend Kevin, you know, in from Tokyo, saw that and he's like, now I've seen everything. Then about 5 minutes later, I look over. And
Power wheels have been around for 35 years, if not longer.
Yeah, but taking them trick-or-treating from just like, you're not in like the boonies here. You're in, the houses
in
are right next door to each other.
People in my neighborhood take their golf carts and the parents drive the kids around on the golf carts and then... drive them up to the house. They get up, run up to the door, get the candy, come back to the golf cart, and then they go on to the next house.
But the houses are much different. They're much bigger. I mean, the land is much bigger.
Sure. I think they were going to get enough candy if they just walked, though.
Right. Well, they're just crazy. But then we looked over later, and we saw the mom, the Asian mom. It was an Asian girl. The Asian mom who was dressed up as a cat, I guess, or a cat woman. I don't know. She was just riding on the back as the daughter was driving. It was just like, oof. I don't know. It's a really weird scene. I don't understand why people can't just walk to get their candy.
I don't know. We went to one house and my wife knew the people there and they gave us booze. So that was my favorite house.
Yeah, there was one house with coolers, I think. It's crazy. Yeah. It was fun though. We really had a good time. And I ate a lot of Ty's candy, which is great.
Mm-hmm. It's the best part.
I have some big news. I have some news that a lot of people were probably anxiously awaiting. I spotted the mailman yesterday delivering the mail, and he did not have to get out of the truck. The mailbox was properly installed. Just rolled down that window and boom, popped it in. But our mailman listeners might be a little peeved to learn that he did a 3-point turn in my driveway. To get out of there, which I learned is a no-no from our many mailman listeners. So he seemed happy though that he didn't have to get out of the car, but he did have to get out of the car to deliver to the next house. So there you go. The system works. Good job, everybody. How about some show feedback?
Sure. Christian GBP. Or KSex on Twitter said, "I just wanted to say the PSVR surprise was real good. It felt unexpected, and you might think I'm exaggerating, but it was as cool as a Game of Thrones twist episode, Red Wedding or something. I laughed wholeheartedly so hard with the reveal. Anyways, love the show as always, but this one was pretty great. Greetings from Ecuador."
See, we're as good as Game of Thrones. Not just as good as Game of Thrones, as good as
Game of Thrones. Regular Game of Thrones or Ecuadorian Game of Thrones? Because I feel like that's a different show.
No. And not just as good as Game of Thrones, as good as Game of Thrones' best episodes. That's what he's saying.
No. I know.
That's what our Ecuadorian friend is saying. So yeah, I mean, it was fun. I had a good time with the reveal. We're going to talk about PSVR more in this episode.
Can't wait.
It's you'll end. I think you'll enjoy it, actually.
I could use the nap.
Actually, Wombat, I guarantee you, you will be interested. And Shipwreck, I guarantee you, you will laugh.
Excellent.
Good enough. I saw they had restocked those a little bit. I was seeing launch console or launch, whatever you want to call these things.
Bundles.
Launch bundles, yes. I was seeing those back in stock, and others were reporting they were as well.
Were we expecting those to happen? I can't remember.
I'm kind of surprised that the launch bundles came back, and I don't know. There was enough reports of it that I don't think it was people bringing them back that were trying to sell them, because the market on these things is non-existent on eBay. You're going to lose money if you try to sell one of these things right now.
Okay, yeah.
But I think this was a new shipment of them. I don't know how big of a shipment. I know my Target got one of them back in, and it was gone the next day. So somebody's buying them.
All right. you're going to keep going back and counting. How many are left?
None of the launch.
Oh, none?
They still have, Target only has like room for like two of these things at a time. So they still have the non-bundled edition.
Gotcha. Okay, good. I like these Target reports. I admit I go into Best Buy every once a week because it's by my ping pong place, but I go in there just to see what's going on.
Yeah.
A la Shipwreck.
That's what I do. I go into stores to see what's going on.
It's fun. What else do we have in show feedback?
Scar Dave had to say, I liked your Switch discussion. You were skeptical without coming off as overly negative. Good show this week. Yeah, we got a lot of compliments on everything we had to say. Even people who agreed or disagreed didn't think that anything we said was particularly out of line. So, go us, I guess?
Well, I think everybody's just trying to figure it out right now.
We're definitely still in a figuring it out phase.
But we do know a lot. It seems like we do, now that we step back a little bit, it does seem like we have a fairly complete picture at this point. What we really just don't know is the software side and the UI side.
That's which is the biggest cost. Part. Right.
And the cost,
the two biggest
things. I think we all know it's $350.
Oh, that's going to kill it, though. Do we know that? I don't think we know that.
I don't know. My thing is now, when immediately after we did the show last week, I started thinking, have they kind of connect bundled this thing to where you're getting a whole bunch of features that not the entire user base is going to use? Like, how much more am I paying for this device for it to be portable and have the screen and have the Joy-Cons, rather than just getting a small box that I hook up to my TV?
Right. I think we talked about it in our discussion last week. I think they're not doing that. I think they're going to have a really cheap version. I think they're going to have a lot of accessories.
No, they're not going. I don't think that they are, I don't know, clever enough or look at the obvious enough to put out an Apple TV style version of the Switch that's just the little box that plays games.
The one I would buy, though.
It's the one it would sell like crazy, because you're gonna cut quite a bit of the cost out of this thing.
Yeah, it would be like $150.
I mean, look at it this way: the Shield, Nvidia Shield, right? $200. Mm-hmm. Okay, it doesn't have any controller or anything like that. You just buy it, $200. If you want a controller, you buy the controller extra.
The home version of the Shield, not the portable version.
I'm talking about the tablet.
Okay,
the Shield.
When you
tablet,
say Shield,
sorry.
There's a
three
line of products.
There's three. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I actually thought console. You were talking about something else. Also,
sorry, the Shield tablet, which the Switch is made in partnership with Nvidia, and it is a good place to look. I think is $200, and that's all you get. So I don't see, and that's a 1080p tablet, I believe, and the rumor on this Switch is that it's going to be 720p, and it seems like that rumor is pretty solid. It seems like it's going to be 720p. I don't see why Nintendo can't release just the tablet for $200.
But it's not. It's got the Joy-Cons and everything on it.
Yeah, it's you can't just have the tablet. You have to have the controllers with it. This isn't.
No, why not?
It's not going to play games not, like that.
They're positioning this as a home console. That's the whole issue.
It's not
going to
play games that you could just use your fingers on a glass.
It could, though, I guess.
And it's going
to come with that dock thing, so you can play at home and on the go. Otherwise,
you're not going to be able to play the new Legend of Zelda game without some form of controller.
What about it? But it could come without the dock, though. But they're saying they're positioning it as a home thing. Maybe they're
wrong
about
that.
I
don't think the expense is going to be in the dock.
With everything, it all adds up. All I'm saying is if NVIDIA can sell that thing for $200 and it's superior tech-wise, how come Nintendo can't do that? And why does Nintendo's have to be $350? It's that other shit ain't worth
$150.
I don't think it's
going to be $350. I don't think it's going to be.
The Wii U is $300.
But that's different. Yes. That's different.
The Wii U probably costs more to produce than the Switch.
That was a proprietary thing. This, I think, they're really just repurposing all those unsold Shield tablets.
I think they're using a lot of existing
great business
technology.
Model. Let's look at this business over here that's not exactly killing it.
Right, but it's cheap.
And right. It's smaller, and it's not... I mean, those Wii U controllers are so unusual.
Yeah, because the Nintendo designer.
No, I understand that. I just don't think that this thing is not going to be $200.
I think it'll be $250.
I hope you're right. I'm still sticking with my $350.
I have a question. What are those little knobby controllers? Don't they have like little...
Those are the Joy-Cons.
Then what are the bigger ones?
Well, the Joy-Cons, they disconnect from the sides of the tablets and then go into a smaller one that almost looks like a WaveBird controller, where you snap those things on to like a centerpiece.
Okay, that I saw. But what are the ones when the guy, after they're done with their awesome basketball game in real life and they want to play more video basketball?
That's just the Joy-Con held.
That's the Joy-Cons turned sideways.
Horizontally, I mean.
Okay. But how do you carry on?
Because
you also have
the
pro
controller option.
Gotcha.
Which is just... The normal damn controller.
Oh, I thought there was like an extra tiny version because those seem really tiny.
That's the things that snap onto the side of the tablet, just turn sideways.
Got it. Okay. So it's half a controller turned sideways, basically.
Yeah, more or less.
Yes.
More or less. Okay. I don't know. If Nintendo's smart, they figure
Shield
out a version.
If they go the Shield model, Shield does have their home console version.
Right, right. So what are you saying? They could sell one that's not portable? That's just a dock?
Just it literally would have to be as big as like an Apple TV.
Sure.
It makes sense to me because there's a lot of Nintendo fans out there that aren't going to take advantage of the portability or don't really need to be buying it for that.
So you're saying there isn't though. Nintendo hasn't said that anything about this. They said the dock is just for charging.
This is what I want them to say.
I gotcha.
I don't think they're going to do it at all. Or at least if
I don't think they would
do it
at launch. I think you'd have to wait a
couple years
down
the road.
Yeah.
What if instead, I mean, I can't believe that we're talking about this so early in the show, but it is pretty interesting. It's like we're trying to solve a mystery in a way. It would be interesting. No, I like Shipwreck's idea. And people always ask us, you know, well, what do we want if we're complaining about the Switch? Think about if the dock was just like Ship said, and it was just what, like that Shield home console. And that's what you buy.
With a Pro Controller.
Right. That's like your base system that you buy. Okay. That's your console. Nintendo says this is a home console. Hey, this thing looks like a console. It's black. It's rectangular-ish. It plugs into your TV. It has a normal looking controller. What if they sold
plays Netflix?
And you sell it for like $250, $300, whatever. You buy that. That's too much. Okay, $200, whatever. But you can also buy the tablet as well that goes with it. And it's the same thing. On the inside, the guts are the same. And both of them could actually cost about the same. Tablet costs $200. The home console costs $200.
Or you can buy the bundle for $350.
Sure. That is something that I think people would be really excited about. Is that what you're looking for, Ship?
I, Yes. I think that makes more sense than having the... It's almost the PlayStation 4 Vita model, but with games that are compatible, fully compatible with each other. So you get your cloud saves. You get... Nintendo would have the chance to sell us two devices.
Mm-hmm. But still, they still get the benefit of only having to do one software library.
Right.
Which is what they're going for.
Because the fact of the matter is that once you put that thing in the dock, you're not playing any touchscreen games.
No, it's just charging and outputting video. That's it.
Right. So
it's not being utilized.
Right. Not being utilized.
So why does it need to exist, really? If it's a home console,
we're now sure 100% that it's a touchscreen.
Yes, that was from the main leaker who's gotten everything right.
Okay, but it's not been confirmed by Nintendo yet.
Can you imagine if it's not a touchscreen?
I'm just saying we don't know.
You can't sell. It would have to cost. They would, if they sold it for $50, people would say, "Okay, I understand. It's not a touchscreen." But yeah,
what? No, I don't even think they would.
They wouldn't.
Amazon Fires are $50, right?
Right.
I'm just saying, crazier things have happened. That's all. I'm not saying I'm right.
I like the idea of the home console that. You can just have it be a home console, and if you want the portable version, that's available to you. It just costs extra, but it's the same software library shared between the two of them.
Do you hear that, Nintendo?
And it's GPT great for Nintendo.
Likes this idea
that I just thought of. I mean, think about it. It's Nintendo fans would like it too because it's the they don't have to double dip on the software. They don't mind buying the same, you know, like basically derivative hardware because they do it all. They're doing it all the time anyway.
Shape the home console in the shape of the NES. Done.
Right. Just make it like smaller. Like yeah. Yeah. Sell different shapes even.
Because that's what people want.
I think it makes sense. I think it makes a lot of sense that way. That way, if you don't care about portable stuff, you're saving money. Right? And you can still get into the Nintendo stuff. You don't feel like you're missing out anything software-wise. And you don't feel like you're compromising anything for a portable system. Cramped controls.
And the other, the portable one, it can still have the dock and everything. So you wouldn't have to buy the home one if you didn't want to.
Right. Exactly. You wouldn't be missing out anything. It would probably wind up costing you more because you're going to have to buy a dock. You'd probably buy, the different controller, extra controllers so you can play basketball with all your friends.
They've already
said
they want to kill us with accessories anyways. So...
Right, right. Well, that's where the money is. I mean, that's where money is. There's money in a lot of different places, but I don't know.
And maybe that's why they don't do a separate home console, like I'm saying, is because they can't sell as many accessories for that.
Ah, but you can. Faceplates, baby. Faceplates. I don't know, Nintendo.
They sold a lot of accessories for the Wii, so.
Look, there's good ideas out there. I'm not convinced that the Switch is a good one yet, but we still don't know everything. We'll find out in January. It's going to be exciting. Is that all the show feedback? That's where we are at this point in the show, apparently. Yes. How about some Watch This Bitches? Doctor Strange comes out. Is it this week or next week?
This weekend. I have my tickets.
Nice.
I'm going on Saturday. Going on Saturday afternoon, my wife and I are going to an early movie, and then we're going out for dinner after, like real human beings.
Wow. Babysitter?
I know. My parents are going to watch the kids.
Sweet.
So I don't even have to pay a babysitter. So I'm very excited.
Okay, I want to see it. I don't know much about Doctor Strange, but I did see an article that said this is one of the best stoner movies of all time.
So there you go. You should come with us. Saturday, 3:30. Leave your children at home.
We can't. We're picking them up from Japanese school at that time.
But just leave them there.
Ty wants to see it. I'm going to take Ty.
Oh, I'm sure he. It's fine for him. I don't know. I haven't seen it though. I like to see these movies first.
It's a Marvel PG-13. If he can handle Civil War, I think he can handle this.
I'm sure.
And he loves Doctor Fate, and so it's close enough.
They're essentially the same character.
Right. I figured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was looking up what to read on Marvel Unlimited, because I feel like I could do some catching up on Doctor Strange to see what they're going to do with him. I was going to read The Oath, which is supposed to be like the best Doctor Strange miniseries of comic books, is on Marvel Unlimited. So I'm going to read that probably before Saturday at 3:30.
Beautiful.
I'm sure I could pull it off.
Homework. You gave yourself homework for the movie.
I know. I gave myself comic book homework, so that's okay. I've been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again, too, so.
More homework.
I'm caught up on that, if you can believe it. I've been watching all the Ghost Rider stuff.
I believe that the man who watched the Gods of Egypt is caught up.
Well, you know what it was? I had this week's episode spoiled for me on Twitter.
Oh, no.
So I'm like,
I hate that.
And I know. So I'm like, well, now I might
something
as well just watch it.
Something actually happens on this week's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. They had like a surprise character cameo.
Nicolas Cage?
Huh?
Nicolas Cage as Nicolas Cage.
You mean Luke Cage?
No, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, sort of.
He's like, no, I'm Ghost Rider.
Pretty much.
Was it really him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nick Cage shows up as Nick Cage.
As leaving
Speaking
Las
of
Vegas.
Nick Cage, I was at Walgreens today.
And so is Nick Cage?
He probably was. Not in my Walgreens, but I'm sure he probably visited a Walgreens at some point today. And like they've got all their Christmas stuff in. So they have like all the weird stuff is at Walgreens right now. They have a little section of movies that used to be in red boxes or something. They're like Blu-rays in these little envelopes that are disc only. They
Ooh.
Were former rentals.
Ooh.
They're $2 each. I was flipping through them and I went through like four different Nicolas Cage movies in a row.
He is very prolific. He has a lot of debt.
He is. Right.
He buys a lot of castles.
Anything good or just all junk?
Oh no, there was fine stuff in there. There was one of those Batman movies you like. there was like one of the recent Batman ones before he teamed up with Superman. Batman.
Uh huh. I understand.
What else was in there? I don't know. It was all fine. There was a girl with a dragon tattoo. That type of stuff. Nicolas Cage movies.
Perfect. Jackpot. Mm-hmm. you've been watching more Skylanders on Netflix?
Yeah, I started watching it. It just came out on Netflix last Friday.
Oh, okay.
So after we recorded last week.
Oh, it's funny. I guess we talked about it, but
well, he talked about it. He was looking forward to it on the show. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't sit down and do a 16-hour binge of it or anything, but I watched the first episode. Which is, I think it's a longer episode. I think that's like 48 minutes or something like that for the...
Yes, it is longer.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
My son watched it, and I was in and out of the room while he was watching
it. Okay. I think it's perfectly acceptable.
He did not like it.
He doesn't like it?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. He just didn't like it. Like do you want to watch another episode? I offered him, because I still had more stuff to do. And he goes, no, I don't like this. All right.
Okay.
Well, that was his whole... he doesn't have to give me reasons.
No. You're going to like this. Keep watching. You have 15 more hours of this, son.
Yeah, exactly. You
Sit
don't get
there
to watch
take it like a
else.
Man. I watch Gods of Egypt. You can sit here and watch this.
See, I bet you would like Gods of Egypt. For all the wrong reasons, like
no,
I did. Cheapy, not interested. So much.
No.
Why but wouldn't I
Skylanders
like it?
Skylanders Academy, I thought it was fine. It's
no Voltron,
it's
though?
It's weird because they changed up voices on it. So a lot of the voice actors are different than what's in the game. But I don't know. It's cute enough.
Is it more Voltron or more Inspector Gadget in terms of Netflix quality?
It's in between the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it has like some A-list voiceover actors in it and stuff. So it's got that going for it.
I couldn't even watch the Inspector Gadget one. I mean, just looking at a still frame of it hurt my soul.
This looks, the animation on this looks fine. It looks like the game.
Good. Cool. Enjoy that. What else we got here? Any read this? Bitches? No. Nobody's reading anything? All right, fine.
No. Am I supposed to be?
You don't have to be. We do, well, you already told us what you will be reading in the near future.
I told you. Yeah, I know. Nope.
All right, how about a word from our friends at Harry's.com, Wombat?
Please, tell me some words.
Well, I can tell you that I have my new Harry's Generation 2 handle and blades in my shower, and I shave with them about once a week, and they do a great job. Sometimes I don't even use shaving cream if I'm being very daring, but I find that it does a great job, even if it's just a little bit wet. Don't need the actual lubrication. And I only, now that I got my shower mirror that Christian Spicer recommended, I am fully functioning in the shower.
I said, I need to shave. I'll probably shave tomorrow morning. You know, I get a little too fuzzy too quick.
You got to shave for the weekend.
Yes. I got to shave for my date night.
Right, exactly. Mrs. Chibi complains if I'm not clean shaven for the weekend.
She complains also when I'm not clean shaven.
Yeah, the new generation stuff is really good at Harry's. You should definitely check it out. Go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAG, and they will actually send you it for free. You just got to cover the shipping for $3. You sign up for one of their shaving plans. Very reasonable. You can check it out. And if you use coupon code CAG, they'll throw in a post-shave bomb for free.
It's the bomb.
It's the bomb. I think you're going to enjoy it. My dad enjoys it. My dad is reverse aging now, according to Wombat, since using the Harry's post shave.
The Harry shave cream and stuff, it reverses the aging process.
He's very into shaving, my dad. I always get a lot of shaving tips from him. So the fact that he was actually using it, I was impressed, because usually it's hard to get somebody who's older to try new things. But apparently if you just give somebody something for free, they may just try it. But he likes it, and now he's only 40 years old. He's younger than me now. Go to harrys.com, use coupon code CAG, get that free sample sent to you, the free blade and handle, and use coupon code CAG, and you'll get a free post-shave bomb added to your order. You just got to cover the shipping of $3. It's beautiful. It's good stuff. Thank you, harrys.com. New releases. There's some big ones. The holiday season is upon us.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I guess Titanfall came out last Friday, but it's on this list. So I'm going to talk about Titanfall 2, because that is a game I have finished.
Mm.
And how was it?
Titanfall 2 is great.
Yeah.
There is some really unexpected stuff in that campaign. And it's a maybe like a six-hour campaign. Maybe, I don't know. You can probably finish it somewhere between 5 and 7 hours, I would guess.
That would be about 6 hours.
Yeah. It's so, of course, it has all the great like movement where you're running on the walls and doing all that stuff, and you jump into your mech and do all that stuff. But the way that that works in single player, it's like they have some portal type stuff in there. There's one level I won't spoil, but there's a mechanic in there that's very, it's been done a little bit before, but the way they do it is really interesting with the combat, because the combat itself already feels really fast and fun to play. I think the giant robots allow them to actually have boss battles in a first person game, which is sometimes a difficult thing to achieve, and the way that most levels end in this game are you get into your giant robot and you're fighting like either a wave of other giant robots that have a boss or some boss that has some all the different bosses have different characteristics, like one can fly and one of them has like
electrical power,
close with all that stuff,
lightning,
yep,
fire, ice,
yep,
Earth,
same type of thing.
Heart.
Disco.
There's, but like, the traversal stuff is just really fun. Like, there's one level, I don't know, maybe a third into the game, where you're in this factory that is producing buildings, environment type of thing. And so you start, and it's basically, there's like a big conveyor type factory going on, but you are jumping back and forth from these big platforms that are getting turned into these environments, and they're getting twisted around. So you're having to jump off of them and shoot something to activate something, shoot guys, and then jump back onto them once they've rotated. There's a lot going on.
So do you think that I mean, I know we even talked about this when it came out, but was not having a single player in the first Titanfall just a tremendous missed opportunity?
I think it was, but I understand. I mean, they were under the gun to get a game out, because their whole separation with Activision and creating their own IP
money.
And everything.
Need money, right? Badly.
They needed money. So this one, I haven't even touched the multiplayer on it yet, but I hope it doesn't like just get eaten alive sales wise with being so close to Battlefield and Call of Duty.
Those are the rumors.
Surprise me if that happens. It seems like if they'd have put this game out like in that March, February timeframe, that it would
instead
probably
it feels like they sent it out to die, which is weird for a game that's getting such strong reviews.
It's really good. I mean, it definitely has some of the same like Call of Duty campaign type of things, where it's very much like, okay, this is the level where I'm on a snowmobile or where I have this particular item.
That
works though.
Constant, is it that Call of Duty constant forward momentum feel? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, and you'll get some items in this game that you are like, really, like, I really wish I didn't get that taken away from me after one level. Like, there's plenty of like opportunity for them to expand on this either in the next game or add DLC for some of the mechanics they introduce and then aren't there the next level. But yeah, it's the only thing that's the storyline. It's very much a, there's an empire basically that you're fighting against. It's a continuation of that campaign that was in the first game. If you remember that at all, remember how they had the multiplayer
campaign, quote unquote campaign.
Yeah. So it's that same type of storyline, but I don't know. It's good enough to like go, okay, yeah, we're going to stop the bad guys from blowing up a planet.
Basically, the bad guys
have created a Death Star. Yeah.
I want to play it. I'll get it at some point.
It has some stuff in there from games that you enjoyed. So
cool.
Yep. I highly recommend Titanfall 2.
Yeah, it's getting good feedback. Somebody had a good point in the CAG bag. Adoran 603 asks, would more people be buying Titanfall 2 if the first game had a campaign mode? Do you think it's getting hurt because the first one didn't? People just forget about the fact that people didn't buy, you know, the first one could have been more successful if it had a campaign. But do you think people just are ignoring this one because they assume it doesn't have a campaign, or maybe they feel like they just...
I can see that. I think the people that were uninformed the first time are probably still just as uninformed. So when they see it on the shelf, they just pass it by. I could see that. Sure.
Especially since
that's crazy.
The other sequel games are sort of a known quantity, and
they're two of the biggest franchises in gaming.
Yeah,
this game right in between the Battlefield and Call of Duty.
Right, two games that are, you know, couldn't be more direct competitors.
Basically,
I mean, they're basically the same games. But I don't know. I guess I don't know. Couldn't they have waited longer? Everybody just took a long vacation and not get paid for like 3 months, 6 months. I don't know. I wish
they put out something. If they would have put this on EA Access, I think it might have helped it as well. Just to give people a reminder of why this game is so fun.
I definitely have checked out the single player already if it was on EA Access. There's no doubt in my mind.
It's not too late for them to do that, and you might see something like that, and they just put like an hour limit on the campaign.
Be surprised if it's there by December, depending upon how sales go.
Oh, before. They should do it before. So people know how to ask for it for Christmas.
Yeah. Call of Duty comes out when people are listening to this. Call of Duty will be in stores. It comes out on Friday.
Why is everything come out on Friday now?
I don't hate it. I like the idea of getting a game on a Friday because you have the weekend.
Sure. But they must have done crunch the numbers on that.
I think we talked about this like years ago, that games should be coming out on Fridays and not Tuesdays. Maybe they just listened to that episode from 8 years ago.
I don't know.
Also, the robot in this game, your robot kind of sounds like Optimus Prime.
That's good. That's a plus.
Not exactly, but it's enough that you're like, yep, I enjoy this.
Does he have a heart of gold?
Yeah.
Good.
You get to have like dialogue choice options with him too.
I heard the robot has personality, but the character that you play does not.
I guess not nearly as much personality as the robot. I'll say that. Like, I guess depending on what dialogue choices you make, and it's just like you have two dialogue choices to respond to the robot with at certain times. So you can add a little bit of personality to your character with those, but.
Right. All right. Sounds like you really enjoyed it. Titanfall 2.
Yeah, it was great.
What else we got this week?
Skyrim.
Well, that's like Skyrim.
Oh. Yeah. Skyrim came out, I guess, again.
It did. I've been playing it, a lot of it.
They sent it to you?
Yes, they did.
Those bastards sent it to you?
Yep.
Wow. You must know people.
I know all the people. Wow. I know all the best people.
How is it? I heard it's buggy.
It's really
good. I heard it's buggy.
I mean, no more or less buggy than the previous version, I guess.
Yeah, right.
I haven't seen any major issues except one shopkeeper that was accidentally killed by not me. And now there's just a shop where there's no one in it, which seems kind of weird.
Hmm.
But there's not much to say in the sense that it's still Skyrim.
What are you playing on?
Playing it on the Xbox One.
Mods?
I haven't added in any, but I know that they're there.
Got to check out mods.
I know. I do need to check out the mods. But I've been having fun. I mean, again, I didn't watch any crappy movies this weekend because I spent the whole weekend playing Skyrim. And I got to play a good chunk on Monday because I was off waiting for my kids to come home for trick-or-treating. So I played a lot of Skyrim in the last 4 days.
Wow. You're hooked again.
I am hooked again, and that's the best thing about it. That's the best thing about it. I said this to Shipwrecker earlier this week. It's the comfort food of gaming. It's like putting on...
That seems to be all you're playing this year.
Yeah, yes it is. It's like a nice warm pair of pajamas. You sit on the couch. You know what you're going to get. You get to do it all alone. And although I have been playing Skyrim with my kids watching, they tell me where to go and what to do, so they feel involved. And I was saying, and I saw someone asked it in your feedback. I don't remember who. My kids have sort of made up this backstory for Lydia. If you remember, Lydia is the first person you get, your first companion that you get, and she who always follows me around.
Right, right.
And they've decided that she does not like me at all, and she's just waiting for an opportunity to run away. So, and that's why she's never around when I need her.
She's trying to get away.
Yeah, but where's Lydia has become a running joke in the house, so that my wife has no idea what we're talking about. So I enjoy that too.
So what makes this game
special?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it definitely. I mean you could tell how much you know that it looks different. It's not like, you know, you're not looking for, it kind of seems the same to me. Visually, you could see the difference. It's not subtle at all.
You know, there's visual mods, right, that really alter how the game – I mean, at least for PC there were, that just change the skies and stuff. I wonder if it's like that for Xbox.
Yeah, again, my experience is always only, you know, going from one Xbox to another. So if you had an amazing PC experience, maybe it's not as drastic to you. But I notice, I mean, you know, just the details in the characters, in the enemies, there's a lot more detail. So, you know, everything looks great. And the game itself is still a lot of fun to play. So it just took something that was already very good and just made it a little, a lot shinier. So
it's such an investment that, like, Skyrim's great. I love Skyrim. I did everything in that game 6 years ago. It's too much of a time investment for me to go do the same thing again.
I totally get that. And that's the thing with Skyrim is that it's a time investment. But it's a really good time investment.
And I'm sometimes surprised that this is $60.
Yeah, I could see waiting for that drop. Like if it was to
it's
have
drop
this game,
quick, that's going
to
drop yeah. quick. $60 is not a sustainable price.
I would say $40 though is a good price for this. I don't think you'd be upset getting this game again, especially like if you could get it digitally for $40. That would be really, you know, it's one of the great things about it. About having this game like on your hard drive, whatever console you have, and just being like, you know what? I don't want to play any of these other games. Oh, Skyrim. Because you could always just jump right into Skyrim. Time investment, yes, but it's a good palate cleanser between games. If you've done like 6 hours of death matches and
of
online.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance. And it's time to
or
play
Marvel
some more Skyrim.
Ultimate. Sometimes it's good to take like basically. Skyrim is like the vacation of video games. You just go away to Tamriel or Cyrodiil or wherever you want to go.
If people have not played this game before, sure, it's great. Get it.
I think it's worth playing again.
You're a great spokesman for Skyrim.
It's like 200 hours long.
Yeah. And it has all the DLC in it. It's got everything. I got it. I'm talking about this while I'm holding my little Dovahkiin Funko Pop in my hands. And
they sent you one of those too?
No, I bought that.
Good. Good man. No.
I bought that with my own hard-earned money.
Cash monies?
Yes.
I saw that it's going to have 4K support on the PS4 Pro.
So how did see? There you go. It's even better. It's already just gotten even better than it was.
Smart for them to do that. I mean, it's just a little extra incentive for those who do pick up a PS4 Pro to pick up Skyrim.
Skyrim's awesome. It was awesome before. It's still awesome now. All right,
what else we got? New releases. Too many. Too much Skyrim.
We got other 6-year-old games that are new this week.
Well, what about the Atari Flashback collection?
Right.
Yes.
There, those I could, games.
I could talk about that.
How is it?
I've only played some of Volume 1 so far. And it's pretty well done. Like the whole menu system. So it's not only Atari 2600 games. It also has arcade games on there as well. I think they're on Volume 1. I think there's like 9 arcade games and then 41 Atari games. So the arcade games, the menu for those is like the marquees from the arcade games. And then the menu for the Atari 2600 games is the top of the Atari games. So where it would say like combat on the very top of the cartridge. So that's a nice touch. When you launch an Atari 2600 game, it has like a transparent overlay of the wood Atari 2600, and it maps buttons to the switches that were on the Atari 2600 that you would select what game type you were playing and reset and all those stuff. All the things where as a kid, you just like frantically pressed the switches until the game started.
Right.
It's got the achievements and the trophies. I'm playing on PS4.
Any like video history or anything like that?
I haven't gotten into that stuff. It's got all the filters and everything, but I don't know. I haven't looked to see if there's like anything to learn from this.
Does it seem justified that they split it out into two games?
Only in a business sense.
That's not what I'm asking.
No, obviously you'd want all these on one disc.
Yeah, it's very strange. Just, I mean, even as, especially as a
just charge $60. Just charge $60 then.
It's $20.
Yeah, $40. Charge $40 for it all to be on one disc.
How much is it? $20?
One download.
They're $20 each?
Yeah, it's $20.
Okay.
Yeah, they're $20 each.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they charge $40. Big deal.
It would have been I feel like that would have been, I don't get it.
And save money. You don't have to make two different boxes.
Yeah.
The best part about it is when you go to the store, it doesn't tell you what games are in which volume.
Right. I noticed that on the packaging.
Right. It tells you like 4 out of the 50 that are in there.
Yeah.
And then you're so just kind of like, Yeah.
Are there any duplicates?
No. I don't think they put the same game on there twice. And
that'd be wrong.
Would you really put it past Atari? No. Don't act like
it's
what I'm saying.
It's not really Atari.
So
it's At Games. This is the same company that makes like the Atari flashbacks. Like the actual
weird
plug-and-play systems. Well, Atari doesn't really,
exist.
They're just a license at this point.
Interesting. All right. So, yeah, I mean, I saw it on the Xbox store today, and I showed it to Ty, and he was like, nah.
Well, he's not going to be into it.
No, I mean.
And, and some of the controls are weird. Like, I was trying to play Pong, and since you don't have the paddles... D-pad works okay, but like if you tried to use the analog stick, it was way too touchy. It was just all over the place. I'm perfectly happy with the amount of money I spent on it. But
okay,
all right. Well, as long as you're happy, happy.
That's the important thing. Any other new releases?
It's not going to be 200 hours of my life.
I am excited. If we weren't doing this show right now, I'd be playing Skyrim right now. There's no doubt in my mind. I'd be there. The only thing that for some reason, I don't know why I did this, but I selected the same character type.
Oh, God, no, you didn't. You're playing as the same type character type, too?
I know, and I regretted it immediately. And now I feel like it's too late to go back. No. I'm like, I don't want to start over again. I already invested a week of my life.
Oh, boy.
I know. What was I thinking to be an Imperial again?
Get one of your kids to grind for you.
I should have been a stupid cat person. Always
that
go
worked
with
out,
the cat.
That worked out well for me when I put my 200 hours into that game.
Yeah, I like the cat people. And I was like, oh, I'll be a cat person. And then Sabrina was in the room. She goes, don't, cat people are ugly. I'm like, that's not nice. And then I didn't do it. And I don't know.
We're only racist against lizard men in this house.
And if you bring home one of those lizards, not under my roof.
Right. Anything else for new releases?
I love the lizard people, by the way.
Blaze Blue.
This is the third game in the Blaze Blue trilogy. Central Fiction.
But who's counting?
If you've lost the plot on these games, Cheapy and Wombat,
mm-hmm.
they have been releasing like the same Blaze Blue games with different little subtitles for a while now.
What do? They add a few characters or something?
Yeah, it was the Street Fighter model where they'd put out like two or three versions of each game.
Sweet.
But this is the third and maybe final. No, they're going to make multiple versions of this, I'm sure. I like Blaze Blue a lot. That's a fun game to play. It's with this one, I saw some complaints that this is the first game that does not have English voice acting. And for a fighting game, Blaze Blue has a pretty large story component to it. And the voice acting has always been pretty good for the English voice acting. So I can see why people are complaining about that. But I'm sure the fighting's fantastic still.
Nice. Anything else?
For the Wii U.
Yes.
Solitaire.
Awesome. It's saved. Wii U is saved. Start making them up again. Turn on those factories.
Oh, yeah. We didn't. Yeah, the Wii U. They've stopped production of that. Nintendo has.
Right.
So.
Little late, but it's okay. People stopped buying
3 years
a while
too
ago.
Late.
All right, is that it for the new releases? I feel like we got to get out of these new releases somehow.
Get them out of there.
Right, we got to escape. Where are we? Nintendo, we talked about Nintendo a lot already. We talked about why we don't know how to buy the stupid classic thing. Sony, VR, quick VR hit for you. Okay, Wombat? Mm-hmm. I bought the Batman game. I bought it for you, Wombat, so when you come over, you could be the Batman. I know you like Batman.
I do like Batman.
So I had these grandiose plans that I was going to go to GameStop as soon as it opened today, buy the Move controllers used, of course, which I didn't already own, and then play through the whole game and have a report for you on the show. But what happened was I went to GameStop, bought the controllers. That part went fine. I did overhear a conversation between a guy trading in games to put towards a pre-order of Dishonored, that he had a conversation with the clerk. The clerk asked him if he wanted to put his credit towards the regular version of Dishonored or the special edition of Dishonored. And the guy asked, well, what's the difference? And then he said, well, the special edition comes with a mask. And then the customer asked, do they cost the same? Which I thought was a sort of a weird question. And this clerk said, no, the special edition is $100. And the guy was like, oh, no, just the regular edition. Anyway, I got the stuff home. I went to charge the controllers. And you need a mini USB, which is nobody uses mini USB anymore because the Move controllers are old technology. I somehow scrounged up one mini USB.
It was the same chargers that were on the PS3 controllers, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Same connections?
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if I had it. No, I wouldn't have an old charger. So I was basically charging one controller at a time. It was taking a while. I got the game downloaded. I set everything up. My play area is a little tight, and I'm tall, so it was a little hard to get it working, and I couldn't...
My play area is a little tight, too.
Yeah. I finally got everything set up. I angled the camera up. I turned the camera around and angled it up, and the game would not launch. Like, it would start, and then the screen would just go black. So I couldn't play the game at all. Then tonight, before the show, I thought, maybe I shouldn't have turned that camera around. Maybe it's not really set up that you could just flip it around. Because it's got like this little knobby on the end so you could level it. It turns out you cannot just flip the camera around. It's not meant to do that. It was upside down. So once I did that, the game worked. Wombat, you're going to flip out when you play it. I mean, I've only played about 5 minutes because I immediately got stuck. I couldn't figure out how to put on the bat suit. But good news, Shipwreck. You get to experience, in the first 2 minutes of the game, you get to experience the Kents getting murdered. Not the Kents, the Waynes.
The Waynes.
Sorry,
what?
Martha.
Why am I Batman again? What's going on?
You get to, in VR, you get to experience it as a child. So you're, like, the perspective is much lower than as that you're used to as an adult. But good news, you get to watch your parents get shot right in front of you. You can even, like, you hide behind mom and you can peek around mom to watch the psycho shoot her. It's pretty, I gotta say, it was a little intense, even though we make fun of seeing the origin story a million times. When you're able to, like, peek out.
You've never seen it like this.
It's true. I mean, I want to make fun of it, but it was pretty interesting. I was frustrated that I could not figure out how to put the bat suit on when I went down the secret layer, tube in Wayne Manor. I don't know. It looks pretty, so far, it looks pretty cool. I think my play area is not big enough.
The dumbest Batman ever.
The which one?
Be the dumbest Batman.
I am. I think what happens is
Batman
my
can't even figure out how to get into a suit.
I think I might have my couch too close to the TV and there's just not enough room there. And the fact that I'm tall is making matters worse. And that I have the camera very low. I think I have to somehow put it on top of the TV.
I would like it if it factors in how tall you are and like the parts just don't fit together, right? You have like a gap in between your pants and the bottom of your Batman shirt.
Like my Vision outfit.
Your neck showing out underneath the cowl.
Just like Halloween all over again. I don't know. I think this is pretty cool, even though I couldn't get it to work properly. And also, when you're trying to set this up by yourself, the ridiculous of this really just sets in. Like, you know, this thing uses the Move controllers. So imagine trying to set this up. You have to put the helmet on first. So you got that. You're launching the game with the controller. You have to wear the right clothing so that you have access to the Move controllers. I find that if you wear a sweatshirt with pockets in it, you can put the Move controllers in there. Otherwise, you're like feeling around because you got to get that headset on just right. Otherwise, it's blurry. And once you get it on there, you don't really...
What about a Batman belt? A utility belt where you could keep your Move controllers?
That would be... I'm surprised that... Look, if they thought they were going to sell more of these, somebody would have made that. That's a really good idea. But it's sort of ridiculous when you're feeling around on the floor to pick up the Move controllers. You can't see shit. I don't know. It is pretty ridiculous. You understand why these aren't going to be a huge commercial success right now. But it was cool. The Batman thing, I think I'm going to have fun with that.
That's cool.
Also,
that's where VR, like, I don't know. Again, it's an amusement park thing to me.
Speaking of, did you see that they're coming out with a collector's edition, whatever, a gold edition, Game of the Year edition of the Star Wars game? From last year,
Battlefield,
yeah,
Battlefront.
That's gonna have that VR experience. I don't know how they're doing that. If it's a whole separate thing, or if it's just gonna be free with the game.
Oh, okay. Well, they're gonna sell it separately too. I'm sure
they'll sell it. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. If they don't, you should wait though at least 3 weeks for the Game of the Year edition to come out.
I already own the game though.
I thought you didn't have it on PlayStation 4.
I don't. I have it on PC. Are you saying I should?
That was my whole point. It's only going to be like $40.
I see.
New.
Got it.
So when it comes out again, and you know, with your gamers,
it could happen.
$32. Mm-hmm. It's not so bad if you need that game to play the VR experience.
I'm not opposed to that.
I know. I'm trying to help you as
GP
a friend.
GP is all in on PlayStation VR now.
Yep.
Which is the only
Skyrim
way you can be.
Of GPD.
Right. You can't be. I'm kind of into PlayStation VR.
Right. I mean, look, I'm impressed. When you go on the PlayStation Store, there's a lot of games to choose from. You're not going to say, hey, I bought this $400 thing, and now like I'm just sitting around waiting for games to come out. There's a whole bunch there. We know there's probably not going to be a lot next year, but at least at launch, they've had, you know, a lot. I mean, it's like 50 games.
Are you going to get that? I took a screenshot of this.
Until Dawn game, or is that what it is?
Until Dawn is a cool game.
No, but it's an on-rail shooter, I believe.
Oh, then never mind. I just got a text message while we were doing the show from Christian Spicer.
Uh-huh.
Who says, have Cheapy get Move controllers in Batman. Go play Batman. Literally as you were talking about it.
It's cool. I mean, I literally...
I even took a screenshot of my phone in case you didn't believe me.
I do believe you. I've only played it for 5 minutes, and already I was like, this is cool. Is it perfect? No. Obviously, I couldn't figure out how to put on the bat suit, but this was cool. Wombat, and I thought Wombat's going to freak out when he sees this.
Yep. We need to set up a play date.
I also forgot to mention last week when I was rambling about Rez and how much I enjoyed Rez and the longer it takes for us to hear about a Rez sequel that is all VR, the sooner we should be worried about the future of VR on PlayStation. This game is like living art in VR. And I was thinking that if they couldn't get Sony to pay them to get this game made, I wouldn't be surprised if they couldn't get a grant from a museum somewhere. And I wonder if that's ever been done before for a video game. They got some...
That's a terrible idea.
Why? I mean, this is you can see this in a museum. And we've seen video games in museums before, and Shipwreck and I went together to see it. And so have I. So have we, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't see this in like the Museum of the Moving Image or one of these really wealthy museums like the MoMA putting together money to make this game. I mean, it's not a huge amount of money, I'm sure.
Maybe. There you go. Let's still go with it.
If Sony's going to cheap out and not do it, so maybe a well-funded museum could step up, because it's pretty amazing. I mean, yeah, if they just had the time and the money to make a full-blown VR game, a full sequel, it would be amazing. It really, yeah. Somebody do this. That, you know what? Palmer Luckey. This is how he can redeem himself. He puts up the money for Rez 2. I feel like people could forgive him. I bet you he hasn't heard a better idea than that. Think about it. Could you come up with a better idea than that? Think about the people who are mad at him right now. The only people who even know who he is. It's the same people.
There's going to be VR in Call of Duty?
Is there?
I think so.
It's like a bonus mission or something? I don't know. What are you talking about? You got a link for me or something?
I'm just looking at it right now. Oh. I have some screenshots.
Cool.
That Wario64 posted from his own PS4 share. So I guess he has the game already.
Sweet.
There you go. Looks pretty cool.
It's late already. Look at all this shit.
It is late. You said we had nothing to talk about.
I know.
Here we are, an hour and 15 minutes later.
I know. Maybe we should table some of this for next time.
Work whatever you want to do, my friend. I'm very happy to go to bed or to not.
Let's just mention they teased for Forza Horizon 3. There's going to be like a snow add-on. There's two major expansions for that. I guess one of them is going to take place in the snow. Does it snow in Australia?
Sure.
Okay. Somewhere.
Yeah. Got mountains.
And the second one's going to be boats, I guess.
That'd be okay. Good.
Maybe. They didn't say that, but they teased that on one of the radio stations in the game. But maybe that's too...
It's going to be boats?
It says it.
I don't think so.
Well, on one of the radio stations...
One of the showdowns is against boats.
Right. It says... Is it going to be a showdown or is it going to be an expansion? On the radio, it says something just like that. And we know it's a showdown, but maybe it could be both.
Are you going to get the Forza Hot Wheels that they sell?
No, definitely not.
Cool. Ty has a nice collector's box.
No, Ty has like 100 Hot Wheels or more. Not or the Japanese Tomica.
I know, but those don't come in a cool box. It's a Forza. I don't care. You can display.
I don't want to.
You don't
display
take them out of the box.
I don't want to display anything. I'm displaying enough. Just ask my neighbors. Hey, Microsoft. We got to say something about Microsoft. I don't know. Don't we have to? Oh, we did. We just talked. We said Forza. We just said Forza.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean we have to?
Wombat can't wait to go to bed.
It's not that. You said it like it's an obligation. People are going to start thinking they pay us. And that's offensive because they don't, and I wish they did.
Skyrim should pay you to be a spokesperson.
They should pay me to be a spokesperson. I am as big a fan as it gets.
You travel around. Here's your job. You travel around to shopping malls across the country, shopping malls that have GameStops in them, and you set up a little podium.
That would be all of them.
Right, exactly. You set up a podium out in front, and you have a little microphone speaker box, and you just talk about how much you love Skyrim.
Have you guys heard the good news? The good news about Skyrim.
You would be great at that. I think you would. Right. I don't know how long it would take you to get tired of doing that. You couldn't probably do it.
It really depends on how much they were paying me.
I don't know. It's a lot of Skyrim.
It is a lot of Skyrim.
And it's torturous because you're just talking about Skyrim all day and not playing it.
I like Skyrim. Have I mentioned that? It's sad. It's like, you know what it is? Every now and again when I get stressed out, I like to transfer my stress into maybe I should just start over again with a different character. But I already put in so much time. And then I forget about the other stress that I have. That's legitimate stress.
Oh.
And I feel better.
See, mine just goes right into my back. You just put it right into Skyrim.
Yeah, you need stress transference. And there is no better stress transference than Skyrim. It's video game Prozac.
You should wear a lab coat when you're standing on your soapbox being a Skyrim spokesperson.
Yep.
Might work.
I think these are all good ideas. I need pamphlets.
All right. I think it's time for us to say goodbye at this point. But let's remind everybody to go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAG. You're going to get a free post-shave balm added to your order for free. Don't forget, you get that free starter kit. Just pay the $3 shipping. And if you don't like it, Harry's will fully refund your purchase. Quality is always 100% guaranteed. Harrys.com, coupon code CAG. Follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. A lot of contests and stuff coming up on at Video Game Deals. Thorbon keeps telling me. Good things are happening. And Black Friday's coming up, so you definitely want to be following at Video Game Deals. And also at New Game... what is it? Oh, shit. I always forgot. Did I write it down here? New Game Deals?
I think so.
Could that
be follow it? I don't know.
New Game Deals. Yeah, that seems familiar. No.
Sure.
Yeah, new... No, that's somebody else's website. New Threads? Oh, it's so complicated. New Game...
CAG New Deals?
CAG New Deals.
That's it. I was just deleting bad tweets from there today.
It's all posts about your 1940s socialist agenda.
The only problem with CAG New Deals is when somebody makes a stupid thread, it just gets tweeted out right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to go into the Twitter account and delete it, but always people see it and then they complain about it. But it's raw, man. It's real life. There's misposts in real life. Anyway, thank you for listening. Shipwreck, anything to add? Are you good?
I'm fine.
Okay. He wants to tell you to buy Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2. It's
or play it.
Fantastic. Or play it.
Maybe I'll Redbox
it. If it's available to rent, yeah. Go over to Redbox, play through the campaign. It's a great time.
Hmm. You know, I might have to wait for PS4 Pro. Actually, I forgot to talk about that. Well, a lot to talk about next week, I guess. See you then.
Fred's done.
A new racing team is shifting into gear. Mask.
Pull over, Bullet. Uh-oh, got a bit of iguana on my tail. Bulldog, prepare to assist.
Mask vehicles each sold separately with a figure.
Tender with a bike will feel my blade. Engage hover mode. We're going fishing.
Mask.
Bulldog, fire!
Where illusion is the ultimate weapon. Mask, Bulldog, Iguana, and Bullet each sold separately. New from Kenner.